Welcome back to the New Wave Forward Scoreboard Show, and Jeff Honnold here with Coach Burks. First of all, thank you. You're doing triple duty tonight, coaching and then dealing with us, and then also your AD work. So appreciate you taking a little extra time with us. A big district win for you tonight over a tough CRB team, but 37-12, you got to be happy with the effort of your kids.
Yeah, I'm extremely happy, especially with the effort and attitude. When we weren't scoring, things were tough at times. We just weren't cracking through. Guys were getting frustrated. Just wasn't, you know, offensively things were close, but they weren't really clicking offensively, which we're pretty explosive, we're pretty high scoring, we're used to a lot of success on offense. So when teams start limiting that or start hitting us for losses, it can be frustrating, especially when the scoreboard's tight in a big game like that. The guys stayed with it. They stayed within themselves, stayed within the game plan. And defensively, my goodness, we played really, really well, especially early in the game, to when our offense wasn't clicking. Defense held their own. They kept them on their end of the field. They forced a few punts till finally the offense could break through, and then we got two scores right before half. We talked about if we can get up 2-3 scores on these guys in the second half, they're going to get uncomfortable. They're going to have to try to throw more, which they don't like to do, and that played right into the game plan as well. But offense finally got some things figured out, again in the second half. But defense is the reason for the victory tonight.
And you said that, you know, you look at teams, you look at the scores they put up. You know, if you didn't pay attention to defensive scores, you probably thought it was going to be a high-scoring game. Line I talked about before, I really thought it was going to be a tight game, really low scoring. First half proved us right. You guys, both teams, really struggled offensively. Got a big play there on that turnover on the fake punt. And a nice throw that time by Gavin Smith down there, and really got that score. And it was an amazing catch. Really athletic play to get that first touchdown.
Yeah. First touchdown, second touchdown. I can't remember what it was. But, we wanted to kind of go for the throat there. We were also running out of time, so we knew we wanted to try. We had to try to throw the ball because we were all about the 30-yard line or whatever. But, yeah, they tried to go fake punt. We sniffed it out. We were really, if we don't make that tackle, it's a whole different ball game because they have a chance to go score before half. But Gavin made a nice throw. Coverage was actually pretty darn good. Caden Smith's a heck of an athlete. You know, he made a really, really tough catch. It was impressive. I can't wait to see it on film. That was big to get the touchdown there as well. So, but another one was set up late in the half by Skyler breaking off a run. We weren't sure how much we wanted to go for it to try to hurry down the field. Didn't want to do something stupid deep in enemy territory. So we just thought, we try to run one. If we get a big gain, we're just going to call timeout and then go from there. And it worked really well. Skyler broke one off, bring Gavin in to throw a couple, and so we had some success late in the first half to get a couple scores, which was big for the game.
Really made it tough on us. Skyler had a ton of yards. Really ran the offense well. Had a touchdown, but then you had Caden Smith. I mean, got one receiving, two rushing. Really grounded out for you. But I think that you go back and look, the biggest thing that we noticed was you held Jeffrey Eagle to 15 yards in the first half, and that's really tough to do. He's a pretty good runner.
Yeah, and I thought, like you said, offensively there, the way Skyler ran the ball, Caden ran the ball, we went to some of our read option game there, slamming Caden down at the A-gap, and if the defensive end stays flat, you know, we give it, and Caden's got a full head of steam at that second level. If they bite, and Skyler reads it, he pulls it. One time we were a little late on the pull and put it on the ground, which is what we're a little bit leery of. But Skyler makes really good choices with the ball. He reads that. He rides that really well, especially for Caden, who has that mesh point and that read. You're a little anxious about it. But we decided we liked the look we got in the second half. Stupid me didn't try it any earlier in the first half. We might have had bigger, more yards. We might have scored earlier in the game. But like you said, the other side of the ball, them running the ball. Would you say Eagle had 15 yards in the first half?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's incredible. We allowed him to crack off a couple big ones later, which is what I remembered. But I thought we played pretty sound defense early on. And honestly, we thought we'd take care of Eagle with our linebackers, safeties, depending on the formation, we were more worried about guys, too many guys focusing on Eagle. That's when Clipperton can burn you with this offense. But if Eagle starts gashing you, you're in trouble because that's when everything else gets set up. So to shut down Eagle with the guys that needed to early allowed the other guys to get their eyes in the backfield. You know, we didn't allow any, bootlegs to sneak up the sideline or anything like that. I thought we kept Clipperton in pretty good check early too, which is, it's hard to keep both of those guys under wraps.
Very hard, very explosive, and they have a lot of speed. I think he ended up with 140 or 160 yards on the night. most backs would be really happy with it. I know he's going to be upset with it. But, you know, they came down, they scored that first possession and made it a one-possession game and thought, well, here we go. Maybe we got a ball game. But you guys were able to come right back down and answer and really just kept answering after that. And your offense seemed to, with that read option, work pretty well. And it looked like you have a comfortable group out there now. They never really got rattled and really, to me, seemed like they had the emotional edge most of the night.
Yeah, our guys played pretty composed. You know, that's a tough game. There's some little bit of chippiness both ways at times. It's, football's an emotional game. I'm glad it didn't go anywhere else. You know, it is what it is. Guys, cooler heads prevailed. Nobody did anything stupid either way. Just when in a big matchup like this, a lot of motion. But yeah, I thought as far as like you said, they went down and scored right away and moved the ball in chunks. I was a little bit concerned because they must have made some adjustments at halftime. The things they saw, all of a sudden they come out and start grinding it out, thinking, oh, here we go, here comes a shootout. We're gonna have to start scoring ourselves. But I thought we did a good job keeping it on the ground. The read option game with Caden and Skyler and even Gavin, our guys up front, you know, with our three senior linemen, and then blocks the second level. I thought Ethan, Joel, Clucky, Jackson, absolutely. Marcus. There was one of those phantom holding calls that called one of those back. But our guys pride themselves on blocking. We haven't always had wide receivers and skill guys that would do that. Very selfless group, you know. Marcus Olsen can go out of a target and he won't say a word and he's going to go block his butt off. We got guys like that. You know, Jackson's a senior. He's caught touchdown passes. He's, you know, he's had a few more carries last year than he's got this year. But he's had some big touchdown catches, but a lot of times he's just blocking. He's blocking his tail off. Takes a lot of pride in that. So that's it's key to see where our guys are at mentally. They don't care who's doing it. They care. It's a team win. It's a team sport. That emotional piece is really big. The you know, playing with composure, but also that selfless piece of playing for one another. Themselves. The kids have bought in and week out. This was a big one. They knew that. We didn't talk about it before this week because we always had big games week after week.
Didn't beat Grinder.
Oh, man. But you can just kind of tell this week in practice. They know those guys pretty well, just with the proximity of what it is. So, you know, you could talk about names rather than just numbers this week. And so it was a fun one. You know, so there's some kids talking back and forth, but friendly at times, too, just because they know each other from everything else. But so it's always fun. A lot of respect for Coach Moore. I thought the coaches versus cancer thing went really well tonight. I'm curious to see how much money and how much Play-Doh we raised and all that good stuff. But, yeah, so I thought the kid captain thing went really well. I thought there was really good stuff there. They're a really good team. We've got to continue to improve. There's been teams in the past that we played in the regular season then met in the playoffs. It could very well happen this year, and that's a team that's really hard to prepare for. Fully anticipate they've got a playoff team over there.
You know, we talked about being chippy, and we talked about it up here. That was something I think you saw the coaching side of it. You know, usually when you see Chippy, you see it a lot worse than what we saw. I thought it was a really well-played, penalty games, but not unsportsmanlike as much. It's just, you know, you're gonna have a little bit. It's an emotional game, as you talked about. But I thought both teams were really clean, really respectful for the most part, and I enjoyed that. I mean, it wasn't a lot of trash talking side to side, and it looked like it was a fun game to be in.
Yeah, the majority of the time was really good. You know, if there's a play here or there, but that's Friday Night Football. I thought we nipped it in the bud, and I think they probably did too. It wasn't like
two great programs.
Yeah, I have a lot of respect for Coach Moore. We go to a lot of coaching clinics together. We share a lot of ideas. We do a lot of things differently, but at the same time, we have a lot of we both are power run based. We're both big Iowa a few times, and we got a lot of mutual respect. I really respect what he's done with that program. Like I said, I think they're bound for the playoffs this year. It's a team that nobody wants to play in the playoffs because it's a really physical bunch. There's a lot of seniors and juniors on that team that are really hungry, that are really talented, really physical. They're going to continue to improve week in and week out. We got to make sure we're doing our best too. We both have one loss. We can both get in. We can both stub our toe down the stretch. Yep. We've got to make sure we take care of business down the stretch.
So speaking of that, where are we at next week, and what are you looking for?
We're at West Harrison next week, and just that constant improvement. We need to go out and make a statement next week that we're focusing week in and week out. West Harrison on film, honestly, I haven't watched them much yet. We've seen them in pieces against some teams we scouted, but haven't spent much time with them. We'll see what they did tonight with Xyrie HK. But we're going to Mon Damon tomorrow. We're going to Mon Damon Friday. And then we go to Glidden the following week. We have back-to-back road trips, so that's going to be something we need to figure out. We played really well at home. We've had a lot of big games at home. We just can't take a step backwards on the road. A couple years ago, we went over there kind of flat. There's no fans behind you. It's kind of a unique setup. So we got to make sure we're ready to go, that we're gonna go, you know, kind of impose our physical will. We got to continue to play that physical brand next week because you can't afford to slip up anywhere else.
Thank you for your time. You've always been more than gracious. Even though it's you and me together, they probably should outlaw that if they think that through.
I appreciate you guys coming down. I know you. Last Friday when I listened to the scoreboard show, you guys were pretty excited to come down. Hopefully lived up to the hype.
You know, and we're going to step out of the coaching side. As an AD, thank you so much for the hospitality and the drinks and the water and getting us set up and screwing around trying to get me Wi-Fi where you're getting ready for a game. And you guys have been more than hospitable, and thank you so much for everything you do. And congratulations on the big win. Coach Schomburg wins 37-12. Audubon Wheelers take command of the district.